Hey, friends! It is a great day to have a great day.
It is.
And Miss Caroline Collins is having a wonderful day.
I am. I'm so overwhelmed. Just one of those days where you walk in and just good thing after good thing start happening.
Yes, you deserve it.
So these flowers were sitting on my desk from Rashi because my birthday is on Sunday. And thank goodness we're going to be celebrating together on Sunday. But she didn't want to me to be like lugging this gift around for some reason, so she surprised me with it today, which was an awesome surprise. There's nothing like being surprised at work. Flowers, and then I thought this was so cool, and I thought this was a great idea for anybody that has a bride to be in their life.
I mean, like, can we just we don't have a shot of that, but the makeup is makeuping for real.
It really is.
I mean, it's I like feel like the shimmer, it's everything.
And
like,
it was all her bride to be little makeup set that you got me from.
Yeah, so this I just found this online because I was like, there should be a kit for brides, you know, some sort of something. And this Sean is it's based out of San Francisco. You might have seen it at Sephora. And so they have this, and so it's
is it
limited edition.
Sean? Shane?
Sean? Yeah, it's Sean. It's like an, it's Sean.
Sean. Okay, perfect. I've never heard of this brand, but I was, when I opened it, I was like, oh my goodness, what a great idea. It came in this cute little box set, and it really is all for weddings. Like, it's wedding veil is the color of the first one, and it goes all flower girl, cheers, cocktail hour, and so on and so forth. And then the lipstick, one of the lipstick shades is I Do, and I thought that was just so cute and so thoughtful, and the card was so sweet.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I love that so much.
Yes.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
And then our producer Faith told us that some of her friends were going to come in, Brittany and Angie, and they're actually sitting right here watching live. So we're
big
so excited
fans.
That they're here.
Thank you for being here.
She brought us little treats.
Oh my gosh.
I know, Brittany. Thank you.
So
you can kind of see them. They're sitting.
Yeah, they're right
wave
there.
To
kind of
camera,
wave to
see?
The camera. There we go.
Yep, there you go. And we got little Tiff's treats, which is kind of right down the street from the.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And I will be sharing these with everybody.
Good.
So don't worry.
Yes,
don't worry.
We'll be
Tiff's treats.
Those.
They look so yummy. Ugh. Yum.
I love it. And then Faith.
I love a chocolate chip cookie. Okay.
Right?
This is
amazing.
Literally insane. Faith is very, actually, she won't admit it, but she's stressing right now because she's producing the six.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Okay,
so she's like under pressure, or I'm sure she would be in here having fun with us.
Yeah.
She literally looks at me and she's like, so I have like a friend with the Astros or whatever, and I was wondering if you and your fiance would want to go with us to sit behind home plate at the Astros game tomorrow at 7:10. I was like, what? The only Astros game I ever went to, I was so nosebleed, I couldn't even breathe. I was so high up, I was like, the altitude. So like, yes, I was just blown away,
but
and I
was,
wanted to cry.
I was there to witness it all, and it was like Faith being, you all know Faith, because she's come and fill in too many times. She does the amazing segment, Spectrum of
she
Parenting.
She does, and that airs so, every Thursday on Houston Live and Local,
yes,
right?
Yes, at 2:30, and then we re-air it sometimes. But anyway, it was just so nonchalant. Like, yeah, behind home,
that's
but if you
so
don't
Faith.
Mind.
I
like,
know.
Just, so anyways, I am glad you deserve it all.
I love
it. It's going to be great. Your weekend is packed.
Oh my gosh. But I wasn't even expecting this. Like,
no, but
it all kind of just happened, which is so fun. I'm so thankful. We were talking about yesterday how we work with such nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Could not be more true.
Oh. Stop it.
Just amazing.
Yesterday was one of my favorite episodes because if you didn't get to watch it or listen to it, then I definitely recommend it. Did I even send an email out? I don't think I did.
Oh, if we didn't, we need to because it's a good episode. Yeah.
We usually send the blurb to the producer or to the.
There was so much going on yesterday.
There was. Okay, so we had this potluck party and we kept going in and out of like a camera that was in our newsroom. So you could see the employees just taking a bite of pizza and then dancing.
You could see the repeat offenders, which was hilarious. And then we started commentating like who they were, like, oh, there's producer Randy walking up to the potluck again. It was so funny.
It really was. And it just brings such joy. I mean, it didn't take much work to put it together. Some emails, and you know, we just decorated a little. Me and Jillian Hartman, and that's Ross. Yeah, Hartman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so.
No, I've done that too. Like, you
anyway,
just blank.
Yes. So it was great, and I really, really highly recommend if you just need a boost morale. You know what my mom was telling me? She said I was showing people at my work y'all's potluck because their potluck. I'm just gonna say it was sad.
Oh.
She says someone brought cucumbers, someone bought lettuce, someone bought tomatoes.
Nuh-uh, what are they, healthy?
No, like instead of bringing a salad.
What? Like, are you for real?
Yes.
So like then they had to like make the salad?
Yeah. So my mom was like, I was the only one because I guess the theme was like salad. So she brought macaroni salad.
Oh, that's so nice.
Right. And but like other people brought ingredients.
No.
For a salad.
What?
That's not a potluck.
No.
You need to know the rules of a potluck.
A potluck is you bring a dish and then the dish is to be eaten. You don't bring ingredients.
Right. Like I'm going to sign up for olives. Who does that?
I mean, people did do that, but that's okay. We love everybody. Did.
Yes.
It's okay. We had, but the Caroline and Rashi potluck is you bring a dish, whether that dish be a pie, a veggie tray, a wraps.
Yes.
Or what did Coco bring?
Picadillo, which is
picadillo,
which is a it's a Cuban dish, and it's basically beef and potatoes and green beans, and she literally like it was this big, and she just brings it in this wagon because Coco's like this big.
Yeah.
So she's like carrying all this, you know, picadillo, and anyway, she's great. And so she brought that. It was just great because everybody was full. Everybody was, you know, just having a great time. And that's what it's all about. And so there's a company that's giving in their employees this nice perk, Prominent Escrow. That's the company. They posted a video on social media and the caption on the video says POV, like point of view, your company doesn't do pizza parties to show employee appreciation. Look at what they do. They bring in a manicurist everyone to get their nails done.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I actually think we have a massage therapist in the studio right now. Maybe this is a new idea. We
Lord.
Can bring in like massage therapists or nails or whatever. That'd be amazing.
I'm there. I'm already there. Well, the comment section filled with people asking if they had openings or say they were sending in their resume. What would be your dream employee perk? Well, here's what I have to say is like back in the day, at Fox, they had a masseuse come.
Stop.
Yes. They had makeup artists, hair.
I think people. Hair and makeup would be such a treat.
It would, but here's the thing is like, they wouldn't allocate that as part of your time, right? Like, if someone did your hair and makeup, it would probably be an hour, right?
Yeah.
So you'd come in an hour early.
I do this in 10 minutes.
You do it in 10 minutes, 15 max.
I don't even put heat on my hair every day. Like, today, I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
I mean, so. But I think the masseuse would be huge.
The masseuse would be nice, but also, well, I guess it wouldn't really work with our schedule. But okay, if you were like anchoring the morning shift and then there was like a workout room and there was a really good instructor that came and gave workout classes.
Oh, yes.
That would be fire.
That would be good, yes.
Because, you know, it's like you're here, might as well just change and get your workout done. Wouldn't that be nice?
No, I think it's great. I think
teeth whitening.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be amazing.
Too. Maybe some eyebrow lamination, waxing, threading. That would be cool.
I mean, these are not relaxing things, though.
Well, I didn't know it had to be relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in order for something to, like, you know, like.
I feel like, though, all this stuff is stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Though. Yeah, yeah.
Spray tanning. I had to go get my spray tan before I came
here. I don't
here.
Get spray tan.
And I'm all sticky. Ugh, I hate
it. God's natural gift.
And it smells weird. When I hugged your kids when they were. When they were in here,
yeah,
I was like, oh gosh, I hope they don't think I smell weird.
Oh no, they maybe did, but you explained it to them. Yeah,
right. It's not that bad.
No, no, it's just not
weird.
Bad. Yeah, it's not an odor. It's just like a
it's a spray aroma tan smell. Yeah, I mean,
and it's better than
I hate it because every time I go before I get a spray tan, I exfoliate so thoroughly and I'm so clean, and then it's like you go get sprayed and then you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of clean, can I tell you about my teeth? I already told you. I'll tell you guys. So I'm not anti-flossing. I'm just I don't floss because it's just kind of like I brush my teeth. Like that's good enough, you know, kind of thing. And I've gotten away with it so far. But now, friends, I have periodontal disease on part of my mouth. So I had to get this laser cleaning thing done. And the good thing is that they first of all, I lied to the hygienist because she's like, how often do you floss? And I'm like, well, probably not as often as I should. And then she's like, well, what is that? And I was like, maybe once a week. That's a lie. And then, you know, obviously I have this, which the bacteria, like the gums need to stick to the bone. So anyway, if I don't take care of this and if I don't floss on a daily basis.
Have you been flossing?
Well, I ordered the floss. I don't have floss for me. I don't have floss lying.
Daniel doesn't have floss.
Yeah, but I'm not going to share his floss. Plus, I don't even remember. I was asking you if we should do the picks or we should do the. Yeah. I don't even know the different. But
you
I did
the
picks.
Long.
No, I want to do the picks.
A pick is not flossing. It's a pick.
No, it's
does it have the thing on there?
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's like a thing.
Okay.
And then I also ordered this $100 Oral-B electric brush.
I know. I've spent so much money on my electric toothbrush, and I hate it, but I use it.
Yeah, because apparently the other one, you know, I said, well, on the outside of the package, it said it's like floss. And she's like, yeah, it's not floss, though. So anyway, 40% of the plaque comes from in between your teeth, which is awful. But I would have to get bone grafting and all this stuff if I didn't get this taken care of. So they use this laser thing, which, by the way, isn't covered by insurance. A lot of this stuff isn't covered by insurance. So it was like on top. Anyway, I just want to let you know that I am now flossing. I believe in it.
Maybe you should just get veneers. A lot of people do
it. A lot of people do.
People ask me if my teeth are veneers. They are not. They're the real deal. Still wear my retainers every night. But I know a lot of people with veneers.
She's like Daniel, like even my kids, which is great. You guys don't have cavities. And
I do get cavities, but I do floss and brush a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, now that you know about Rashi's dental hygienic practices.
Well, they're going to improve. So that's all that matters.
Okay. Okay. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back.
Welcome back. All right, let's talk about self-check. Do you self-check?
What is that yet?
Like Shoppers.
Oh, like self-checkout? Like self-checkout? Not self-check. What? You call it self-check? You mean a self-checkout?
No, it's a self-check.
What?
Check out.
Like I check out.
Yeah, it just on the prompter just said self check and the out was on the second line.
So wait, self check out.
Yeah, self check out.
I'm like, what's a self check? Like, am I okay? I did burn myself today on my air fryer, but I think I'm okay.
I don't do self check. I need to do a self check as a deeper meeting.
Wait, that's where I thought we were going with this. I was not picturing grocery store.
Okay, well,
so self check out at grocery store. I look and I strategize and like, what am I buying? Do I need to go in the line or can I just do self check out?
I never do self-checkout.
Really?
Yeah, and here's why. Because something always messes up.
True.
Facts. And I, like, put it in the bagging area. And it's like, be sure to bag. Or something just isn't right.
I know.
Right? The technology is not there. Now, in, like, Asian countries, technology is so up there. And here's why. There's that Uniqlo or Uniplo or what is that store? From Japan.
U-N-I.
Q.
Q.
U-E. Something. Uniqlo. Unique Plo.
Not sure.
Okay. It's a really popular store in the Memorial City Mall. Like,
is it? Q? Like a clothing store?
Yeah. No, not Q.
Oh. I love Q.
Uniqlo.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Anyway, it is a popular store. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, it is in like Korea or Japan or somewhere. And they are now here.
Okay. Do they do self-checkout?
No, not H-E-B. Anyway, it's not self-checkout. It actually is, you put all your stuff in this bin. Mm-hmm. The bin senses everything that you have and actually puts the thing, like what it is and when, and I was like checking it and I was like, take it out, put it back in, and it was like doing the whole thing. So they are there with the technology.
Yeah.
But when you go to like freaking
H-E-B?
H-E-B or Target or wherever, you know, and then there's always, you have to wait because, you know, something happened. Anyway, so whatever. The story is not about that. So researchers are suggesting eliminating human interaction at the register can actually make a noticeable difference in what people buy and whether they buy it at all. And when it comes to certain personal care items, shoppers would rather deal with a cashier, actually with a screen rather than a cashier's glance. So it's about what you are buying.
Yeah, okay, I get that. So if you're buying something that's like super personable, like I can like think of a few things, you wouldn't want another human being to like swipe that item because you're embarrassed.
Yeah, can I tell you one embarrassing time that I had?
Oh gosh.
I don't know if I should.
What?
Okay, we're gonna do it. So I didn't know if I was pregnant or not, so I needed a pregnancy test.
Okay, you were married. To Daniel.
Yes, I was married to Daniel.
She was married. She has two kids.
And then it was also going to be that time of the month. So the guy goes, I hope it works out for you.
No, he didn't. Yes. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. See,
well, because you have both things. You have, you know, a pregnancy test plus like, you know, tampon.
So I'll share my
go ahead,
my
they're our
embarrassing
friends.
Story. It's not really embarrassing. So I competed in Miss Pennsylvania for a number of years.
Should have been Miss America.
Thank you. And we would go to Great Ends to get really fit for these pageant, swimsuit was involved. It was to go to Miss America. And so one of the tricks would be to get a dry brush and you scrub your legs upward, and then you get hemorrhoid cream, put it all over your legs, and then you wrap your legs and your butt area in like cellophane wrap or like plastic wrap, and you sleep like that because it smooths out the appearance of skin. I did win swimsuit competition that year, so it might work, okay? So I had to like go buy this hemorrhoid cream, and I'm like on the news too, and I just remember being like so ick. But the kicker, really, the most embarrassing part was I had that cream laying like somewhere in my bedroom, and my boyfriend at the time walks in and he's like,
you want to tell me something?
I can't think of like the brand name of it, but he's like, is there something going on? I was like, oh my gosh, like it's literally for cellulite appearance.
Oh, wow. Hey, hemorrhoid cream is more than just whatever it needs to be for. Like, but people put it underneath their under eyes.
Exactly. And, so, but that would be like an item that you might feel a little awkward going through. But in my mind, I think that these people stand there and scan so much that
they're not even
looking or thinking.
But I made it awkward. This is how I did it.
Yeah, see? Just like I told you, don't make it awkward when I say you got me a birthday.
Well, because I was like, you're going to show everybody what you know? And you're like, yeah, don't be awkward about it.
I'm like, everybody knows we're close friends. Like,
I know,
of course
but still,
we are
going to. I wanted to make it like, you know, anyway.
It's okay. Right. We're all adults here and we're besties. So
we'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back. We have Kat with us today. So Kat. Kat's one of our amazing assignment desk editors and has filled in on Caroline and Rashi a number of times. And it is her last day here at Fox 26.
Yes.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss y'all.
She's so great. She's so real, which is what we love. It's the premise of our show.
And Rashi got her flowers today. So.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Stop, Caroline.
These ones were mine, but she also got
some too.
Yes. So how long have you been working at Fox 26?
I have been here for 3 years and 7 months.
But here's the thing. She has shared with us, friends, some very monumental things. Like when she was pregnant, we found out here on Caroline and Rashi.
That's
she hadn't made the announcement to the public yet, and she wanted to do it on this platform.
Yes. That's right.
Then we found out it was a feisty baby girl instead of a baby boy on this wonderful show as well.
And so, and just one.
She has two twin boys as well. So we're going to miss you so much.
I'm going to miss you.
You know, how has it been trying to juggle parenting, especially three now, and also working in the news?
It's been kind of difficult, but with the village, it works out better. I have my mom who moved in with me.
Yes.
And we talked about that on another show here. And my husband, we work really well together. And my twin boys have been a very big help, actually. So we are adjusting. So, yes.
I love your attitude throughout everything because I think that from what you show.
Yes.
It's, you know, I'm sure you freak out behind the scenes the time. But, you know, it's kind of a go with the flow thing. Mm-hmm. And we have to always remind ourselves, like, we're not in control. Go with the flow.
Yes.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So it's like, let's not even worry about that. We're going to just make sure the kids are, you know.
We can worry about anything outside of that. We give it to God.
We give it to God.
We give it to God. We keep going.
Take the wheel.
Yes.
Take the wheel.
Literally.
Yes. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what's happening.
I don't know.
You know, right. Yeah. But having kids or no kids, everybody's lives are so busy that it's just kind of like.
But they're fun though, because both you two, I mean, you're so relatable to just everyone in the newsroom. Like, you're just very in the know about things.
Yes.
And, you know, we can talk about
other things. There was a time in your life when you were not approachable. But
there
we're not
was
talking
a
about
time.
That.
We're not even going to talk about that. That's
that.
A whole another life.
Yes.
You know, we've growth.
Growth.
Really? Were you shy?
Not shy.
No, never been shy. Maybe a little scrappy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't mess with her kind of thing. Yeah,
but we're
grown.
Soft era. We're softer now.
Yeah. I think I'm in a little bit. Oh, look.
Look at the little baby. Look at this soft era.
What's your baby's name?
Her name is Sage.
Oh.
Sage Rayvon. Oh.
She's so cute.
And she is the happiest thing.
Isn't she just, you want to eat her?
You do.
Yes,
you just want to squeeze
her. I love her so much.
Oh, her hair is getting so long.
Yes, we finally got a hair routine going.
Wow, she has so much hair now.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, she's so cute.
So how have you changed ever since having your daughter?
Softer, because boys are a little harder. Mm-hmm. Even though she's like rough and tough because of the boys.
There's the outfit.
There's the outfit that Rashi got her.
That's adorable.
Put a little pink bow.
That's so fun. Is it kind of fun dressing up a little girl?
I didn't think I would love it, but it's so much fun. There's so many cute outfits with girls. Boys are like, it was fun, but they're, you know, mom, so simple. Yeah. With her, I just get to do whatever. And she's happy, put little bows. I don't know how to do hair, so learning that has been fun. I mean, I locked my hair, so I really don't bother it.
Yeah.
So with locks, I just go once a month to get retwisted. I maybe wash it and put oil in it, but actually like trying to braid or put a style in her hair.
She's adorable.
It looks great. She's adorable.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
And I know you're still staying in Houston, but I'm so happy for you. And
I love the people here. Mm-hmm. So it's fun working with you too. Oh, yeah. I love you guys so much. So I'm definitely gonna miss you, but I'll see you.
Yes. The light in the newsroom. We are gonna miss you.
That's so sweet.
Oh, you are just so fun.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, that's all we have time for today, friends. This was such a fun episode.
Yes.
It was. Have a great and safe weekend. Bye,
friends.
Bye.
That was so good.
Yeah.